Heavenly Father, we pray that you would open the eyes of our understanding as we together get into your word. We love you, Jesus, and thank you for continuing the good work you began in us. In Jesus' name, amen.
We're going to look at Mark chapter 7, verse 6 through 9 in the King James Bible. Jesus said in Mark chapter 7, beginning in verse 6, he answered and said unto them, "This people honoreth me with their lips, but their heart is far from me." Notice Jesus is speaking of the lips and the hearts of the people. Mark chapter 7, verse 6. So Jesus is talking about, notice, the lips and the hearts of the people. So Jesus said that these false religionists of his day, the Pharisees, and he's quoting actually from the prophetic utterance of Isaiah in Isaiah 29, and he says, "This people, they honor me with their lips." It's a bunch of lip service because God sees the hearts of all men, but their heart is far from me. Now, does that tell us, first of all, that Jesus wants our hearts to be close to him and not far from him? So remember, we always work from the foundation that God created us to know him, John 17:3. He created us for relationship, not religion. I want a show of hands. How many people are glad that God made us to actually know him and for him to know us? Personally, I grew up in the drudgery of Roman Catholicism. And so when somebody told me in my early 20s that I could actually know Jesus and that he wanted to know me, I was absolutely elated and full of joy at the very prospect of actually having a relationship with God, as opposed to all the religion, and that's all I had to that point, that I had suffered through for over 20 years. God sent his only begotten Son, and here's the reason, so that we might know him and he might have a relationship with us, John 17:3, and this is life eternal, or the whole reason and divine purpose for it, that they might know thee, the only true God, and Jesus Christ, whom thou hast sent, John 17:3. So Jesus says that there are those religionists who worship him with their lips or their outward man, but their heart is far from him. There are those among us who have no good fruit or works, and that proves that their heart is far from God. Jesus said in John 4, "They that worship the Lord must worship him in spirit and in truth." Now, in spirit means from your own spirit, and in the truth of God, according to the word of God. We're reading about how Jesus says that we must worship him from our hearts and not just our lips. In another place, in John 5, 39 and 40, we see that Jesus proves that you can be a Bible hound. I mean, you could devour the Bible and know it really well, like the Pharisees did, and yet not surrender your heart and life to Jesus. Jesus told the Pharisees, he said, "Search the scriptures, for in them you think you have eternal life, and they are they which testify or reveal me." They testify of me. And then he says, "And ye will not come to me that ye might have life." So they thought that knowing God's word was enough, and yet they refused to surrender their hearts to the Lord who is revealed in Scripture. God gave us his word so that we could know him. Jesus is the central theme of all of the Bible. He is the sacred substance of the word of God, and if we have missed him in reading the Bible, we've missed everything. So Mark 7, 7, and we're going to keep reading there a little bit. Howbeit in vain, he says, he tells the false religionists, in vain, and those false religionists are still among us today, howbeit in vain, it's all vanity, it's all a waste, do they worship me? Why? Watch this. Teaching for doctrines the commandments of men. The false religionists do not worship God according to his own word. They do it some other way, through traditions and false teachings, and Jesus says that their worship is absolutely in vain, Mark 7:6-9. Jesus said, they that worship the Father, or worship him, must worship him in spirit from your heart and in truth, and Jesus said his word is truth, so we should not believe or embrace or enact anything that we don't see in the Bible with our own eyes. But Jesus said to search the scriptures, and that's so that we can know him as we render our hearts in repentance to him. So Jesus, in our main text, is showing the contrast between lip service worship and true heart worship, worship through relationship. The Bible says in 1 John 3:18, my little children, let us not love in word, neither in tongue. In other words, merely with our lips, but rather in deed and in truth. So we are to examine our own hearts and lives to see whether or not our worship of God is authentic or false worship. The Bible says, keep or guard thy heart with all diligence, for out of it are the issues of life. Proverbs 4:23. I want you to raise your hands if you want to make sure today that you know Jesus and you're following him based on his word, which is a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your path in no other way. Paul said by the Holy Spirit, he said, examine yourselves whether you be in the faith, prove or test your own selves. Before we pray, in the book of Joel, the Bible says, rend your heart and not your garments. Rend your inner man, not your outer man, and turn unto the Lord your God. And he's going to be gracious and merciful and forgive your sins. Holy Father, we have heard your word today, and I want to repent before you afresh right now. Father, I want to make sure that I'm worshiping you with an engaged heart, not an unengaged heart. Father, I want to make sure that I am your authentic disciple, worshiping you in spirit and in truth, and not just lip service. Lord, please forgive me for the sin of self-idolatry and not loving you with my whole heart. Father, please cleanse me of my sin right now in the blood of Jesus and fill me with your Holy Ghost as I worship you in spirit and in truth. I thank you for forgiving my sins today and making my heart anew, a heart of flesh to worship you in spirit and in truth. In Jesus' name. Amen.
Well, brothers and sisters, it's been a blessing to spend these moments with you in the Word of God. And remember, there's hundreds of more Christ-centered, scripture-rich, edifying podcasts on safeguardyoursoul.com/audios. There's also a store page with several many books on there for your edification in Christ. They're all scripture-rich and Christ-centered. Also, tens of thousands of saints and sinners are being reached every month, and your prayers are coveted for the fruitfulness and supply of this outreach. God be praised, by the way, for those who are supporting. And feel free to visit our donate page on the site, and you can use your debit card, PayPal, or Patreon, and you can become a monthly sustaining member if you choose to do so, and a gift of any amount is so appreciated. Part of this outreach is to equip and supply other other ministering disciples across our great country and all over the world. And may God be praised that there's fruitfulness happening among His people and through His beloved saints, as we know that the return of our Lord Jesus Christ draws nigh. And we say together in the words of Revelation 22, "Even so, come, Lord Jesus." Amen.